The best in internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. Time for more pageant talk radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio. On today's show, we're talking about the importance of being environmentally aware for your next pageant. Several of the major pageants are taking a go green approach this year, and there's one pageant that is actually totally dedicated to the environment. The Miss Earth pageant contestants and winners actively promote and get involved in the preservation of the environment and the protection of Mother Earth. My next guest, Jolie Noel Chamber, is Miss Earth United States and lives in Orlando, Florida, where she's a student at the University of Central Florida. As Miss Teen Earth United States, she will spend her year supporting environmental awareness and protection. She wholeheartedly believes that it's our civic responsibility to do our part by helping out the environment, since it's the only place in which we live. She's also a children's ambassador for the Clean the World Foundation. It's my pleasure to welcome Jolie Chamber to the show. Welcome, Jolie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, we're so excited to have you here. And, of course, some people may not have heard of the Miss Teen Earth United States. Can you tell us a little bit about the pageant and where and when it's held?
Yeah. Our pageant was held in Prim Valley, Nevada, which is about 30 miles outside of Las Vegas, and it was held in July this year. It's part of the U.S. Earth pageant system, which is part of the Miss Earth system, which is the international pageant.
Right. And what areas of competition did you compete against the other contestants?
Well, we have a standard on-stage presentation. So we did swimsuit, evening gown, and on-stage question. Additionally, right, we had a cocktail party and a dinner party with the judges. So it was a
right
Greek, and we got to know them and talk to them. And that was actually a judged portion of competition. Then we had a formal panel interview, and we also had an environmental awareness presentation where we brought in an item to discuss that people didn't know was recyclable, and we talked about it, and that was about like a 5-minute presentation.
Now, obviously, the whole point of the pageant is to bring awareness to environmental issues. What first got you involved in keeping your environment and going green?
Well, in high school, I was part of our recycling club. My teacher actually got me interested in it. So from there, I just kind of learned about the importance of recycling, instead of, you know, throwing bottles away to recycle it instead. And I just kind of got, you know, like reading up about it. I saw Al Gore's movie, Inconvenient Truth, and then I was just a completely changed person after I saw that. I kind of had a shock experience. And I realized how important it is for all of us to help out. So that all was while I was in high school. And then when I went to college, I started, you know, doing my own part, you know, in when I moved into my dorm, just making things more eco-friendly. And then I found this pageant, and I was just, you know, kind of led towards doing it because I believed in the cause so much, and I also just love pageants. So,
right. It seemed like the perfect fit, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, a lot of times teens tend to think of recycling and environmental issues as more of adult things, you know, that, well, I'm just a teenager, there's nothing I can really do. Do you have some tips on how teens can be more environmentally friendly?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My personal opinion is that I think that the best way for us to have a greener future is for kids to start getting active. We need to teach kids that it's important for them to be environmentally friendly, environmentally aware. It was actually our onstage question, and that was what I talked about at the pageant. So I have a few ways for especially college students to go green, since this is my second year in college now, so this is something that I've been familiar with for a year now.
Right. So tell me, what's your first tip that college students can go green?
You need to buy recycled pencils instead of using pens. Because a lot of people probably don't think about this, but after you use a pen and all the ink is gone, you're just throwing the plastic pen away. With recycled pencils, they're already made out of recycled materials, and then you just use it until it's gone. So there's a lot less waste involved, and it's more environmentally friendly.
And how do you know if it's a recycled pencil? Does it say on the label?
Yeah, it'll tell you. Paper Mate makes recycled pencils.
And so you can get paper made anywhere, right?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Like any office supply store is going to have them.
I have to say, Julie, I never would have thought to look for recycled pencils, but I'm totally writing that down. Okay, what's tip number two?
All right, well, recycled paper, obviously.
Right.
So everyone goes through so much paper, so it's better if it's recycled.
Use recycled paper. I totally do that already. And then I recycle the paper that I've used.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and it cuts down on waste a lot.
Yeah, I think it's surprising. Did you find, Jolie, that you were using a lot more paper than you thought?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, once you start recycling paper, instead of just throwing it away where you can see it in the recycling bin, it's kind of shocking how much you go through.
I know. I didn't realize how much I was going through because, you know, you just throw it away, so you don't really see it accumulating. But I was surprised by how much paper I was using in just a week. I was really, really surprised. And if you're a college student and you're doing multiple drafts, or even a high school student, you're doing multiple drafts of a project or a paper, you know, that you need to turn in, you're probably going through a lot more sheets of paper than you realize. So that's a great one, to buy recycled paper. And once again, that's available everywhere, right? And it's usually marked right on the label.
Yeah, it's marked right on the label, and it's becoming even more and more available, I found.
And, you know, what? You're probably not old enough to remember, but I remember when they were first offering recycled paper that you could, like, totally tell it was different than the, like, real fresh paper, so to speak, and it didn't have a great texture and maybe was not quite as bright. But that's not the case anymore. You totally can't tell the difference, can you?
Exactly. No, you can't at all. And that was another thing that people have kind of a bias about using recycled products, because they think that they're, you know, they're
a lower quality
as products that aren't recycled, but they have, the quality is exactly the same.
Right. Okay, do you have another tip?
Yes, you can buy organic cotton or bamboo sheets instead of buying regular sheets, and it's just a great way to go eco-friendly, and they're just as good. So,
why is organic cotton better?
It's not used like chemicals. When the cotton is grown, there's no chemicals that are involved. And obviously, chemicals...
Right, because when you use chemicals, it gets into the soil, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, there was another thing I wanted to talk about. A lot of campuses will have coordinated furniture recycles. And over the summer, our campus had a furniture recycle. And I went and picked up this desk that was going to be thrown away. And I repainted it. And I decorated it to match my room. It's actually one of my favorite desks now, and it was going to go into a landfill, but instead I just went to the furniture recycle, and I picked up this great desk.
And if your college doesn't have a furniture recycle weekend or furniture recycle program, you can always go to a Salvation Army or a Goodwill or a furniture resale store, because a lot of times that furniture, you know, would be on the way to the junkyard if someone didn't pick it up too, right?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, I remember when I was first starting out of college, I had a lot of recycled furniture that I had borrowed or that people had given me because they were getting ready to redecorate and they were going to toss it out. And so you really can make stuff look great, and you want to use those low VOC paints. It's marked low VOC because those emit fewer fumes into the environment, right?
Yes.
So you just look for low VOC on the label. Okay, what else do you suggest that we could be doing?
Well, some of the things that I'm doing right now with my title, I am involved with the City of Orlando Coastal Cleanup. It's actually the Florida Coastal Cleanup that the City of Orlando holds. And it's basically our project where we clean up all the lakes in Orlando. And in Orlando, there's 104 lakes. And 95% of the water is actually runoff water from the streets. So a lot of pollution is going into our lakes. And actually, over the weekend, we had a cleanup, and I was at the lake, and it was such a great sight. We had so many kids come out to help clean up the lakes there, and it's so surprising how much trash is collected. Last year, in total, they collected tons, literally tons of waste, and things that are in the lakes that you don't think about. I mean, like shopping carts get pushed into the lakes. And
okay, that's a little strange, a shopping cart. I'm pretty sure there's no reason there should be a shopping cart in the lake.
No, can't imagine that this is good for the environment.
No, I can't imagine. It's not like, oops, I dropped my shopping cart.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, oops, I dropped a crumb of bread in the lake, you know, okay, but oops, I dropped my shopping cart? I don't think so.
Right, and the water, you have to think about it, is running into lakes, or the lakes are running into streams, running into the ocean. Like, somewhere along the way, this water is going to get into our drinking water. It's just contaminated.
Right.
And
well,
so,
it's used to you know, water crops that we then eat as food. So it all does come back. And if you want to check out the Florida Coastal Cleanup activity and get ideas, make sure you visit Jolie's blog at www.teenearthunitedstates.blogspot.com, and we'll have a link on the show page. Do you find that people are pretty receptive to the idea of recycling and being more environmentally friendly, or are people kind of skeptical and it's too much work?
Well, a lot of people, especially at college, maybe because kids are a little more lazy, they kind of feel like it's too much work. We have a recycling center on campus, especially for our housing complex, and I see bottles all the time getting thrown in the trash, and it's just kind of upsetting because it's really not that much effort to separate your recyclables. So I think that there's still a lot of tension that needs to be drawn. The good thing is that people are starting to realize how important it is. Another thing that people think is that going green is expensive, and it's
yeah, they do think that, don't they?
Yeah, everyone has that misconception. And like what I was talking about earlier, if you buy from a consignment shop or you pick up a piece of furniture from a furniture recycle, that's actually a lot less expensive than going out and buying it new. So that's a great way to go green, and you're not spending a fortune. You're actually saving money.
Right. And I know that I find that when I'm buying recycled products, whether it's paper, I also do some recycling of print cartridges, you know, for my printer. And when I'm buying those things, there usually isn't a price difference. And if there is, it's like 5 or 10 cents. And I know too that I also use the cloth canvas shopping bags now instead of the plastic, because again, I didn't realize, because of course I grocery shop for the whole family, I didn't realize just on grocery shopping how many of those plastic bags I was going through, and it was just like, I confess, there's probably a little mountain of plastic bags in a waste dump somewhere that are all my fault. But that really doesn't cost you anything. I think each one of those plastic, the cloth bags, I think I bought for $1 or $2. So it's really not as expensive as people think, is it?
No, it's really not. I think that's just a common misconception, and I think that if people realize that it's really not more expensive, that a lot of people would be more apt to go green. But I think that there's still a lot of attention that needs to be drawn to the issue, but I think that we're really moving in a positive direction right now.
Well, now, I know that a lot of girls listening who are already excited about being environmentally friendly are going to want to check out the Miss Teen Earth United States pageant. And if you're interested, the website for Miss Teen Earth United States is www.usearthpageants.com. What advice would you give contestants who are interested in competing on what it takes to be a top contestant at the Miss Teen Earth United States pageant?
Well, first of all, what I want to say about the pageant is that it's such an amazing system to be involved in. The director, Evan Scow, he's just such a great director. The event was organized. It was fun. It was just such an amazing event. To be a top contender, some of the things that I did was I went out into my community right from the beginning. I represented Florida at the pageant, and I was Teen Earth Florida before I went. And as Teen Earth Florida, I went out into my community, and I really got involved, and I learned so much about the whole environmental movement. And I ended up winning Beauty for a Cause, which was an award at the pageant. And I think that there's maybe kind of a connection between that and also winning the national title. I really learned so much from getting out into my community and helping out. And all that knowledge helped me out at the national pageant.
Also, so being heavily involved and active and working in the environmental issues that you talk about are really, really important, because I'm sure that helped at the meet and greet that the judges were at, as well as the personal and onstage interview, because you actually were able to speak from your own experience, right?
Yeah, I spoke from the heart. My environmental presentation was on Clean the World and recycling soap and how we save lives with recycling soap. And I feel that I was so confident because I really have a deep love for the foundation, and I've been involved in it. So that helped me out a lot at the pageant. And also, you just have to be confident in yourself. You just have to believe in yourself. I mean, that's with any pageant. But I think that the confidence I had going in, I just wanted to do my best for myself and show the judges all the things that I had learned and show the judges who I was. That really helped me out at the pageant a lot.
Well, I think that's great advice, Julie, and we're so thrilled that you were able to take time out to visit with us today, and we wish you absolutely the very best for your year as Miss Teen Earth United States.
Thank you so much.
Well, to catch up with Jolie, check out her blog at www.missteenearthunitedstates.blogspot.com, or you can check out the pageant website at www.usearthpageants.com. It's time for another quick break, but stay where you are because right after the break, I'll be talking with Miss Cuba Earth, Jamilet Gaxiola, about her exciting win in the upcoming Miss Earth pageant. So stay right where you are, and we'll be back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Do you go commandos? Are there times when you just can't afford to risk embarrassing and obvious panty lines or thong straps peeking over your jeans, workout pants, or dress pants? You have to wear something to protect your clothing and be comfortable. Commandos cotton patches are your solution. They provide the cotton protection and security you need on stage in your swimsuit or fitness attire, or in public when you're wearing jeans or pants. Commandos patches stick securely to your clothing and nobody, not even you, know they're there. Commandos patches are available online at gocommandos.com. Miss America 1980, Cheryl Pruitt Salem, has been designing winning competition swimwear for elite contestants for nearly 30 years. Now, she's put together an exquisite selection of suits in her Platinum Collection. Platinum Collection swimsuits are individually handmade to your specific measurements using only the finest materials available. We custom weave our lining fabric to provide support and protection, and our fashion swimsuit fabric is the best in the business. From the finest shoes and pageantry to accessories and swimwear created by a Miss America winner, visit www.platinumswimwear.com to find everything you need for your winning competition. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.